أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the beginning of the month of Rabi al-Awwal, we have reached to the end of the season of Azaw Sayyid al-Shuhada, and we also commemorated the Shahadat of the 8th Imam. In both events, the love and devotion of the brothers and sisters was obvious. Hussein and Zainab, Ali al-Ridha and Fatima Masuma, salawatullah alayhi ajma'in, were main focus in these two events. The root of a family is our relationship with our parents. And after that comes the relationship of the siblings to one another. However, this relationship between the siblings can be challenging when we look at the issue of rivalry between them. There are two words used in the Islamic akhlaq when we talk about the science of ethics and morality. One is ghibta. It is okay when you are pleased with your sibling's success and wish to be like him or her. Then there is another word known as hasad, jealousy. And that is the self-destructive element when a sibling wishes ill for the other. In ghibta you say, oh Allah, me also. Whereas in hasad you say, why him or her? Always remember that if you wish ill for your sibling, you are actually questioning the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why did he bless him or her? In Surah An-Nisa, ayat number 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are they jealous of people for what Allah has given to them from His grace? And so hasad actually means questioning the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can pray for yourself also without wishing ill for your sibling. The Quran talks about this most destructive trait based on the example of Habil and Qabil, the first siblings in human history. It was jealousy which altered the feeling of Qabil towards his brother Habil, eventually pushing him to kill his own brother. See the difference in the character of both brothers. In Surah Baqarah, ayat number 27 to 30, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them, where Qabil says that, verily I'm going to kill you. And his brother Habil responds by saying, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكْ لِتَقْتُلُنِي. If you extend your hands towards me to kill me, مَا أَنَا بَاسِتِ يَدَيِّ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلُكُمْ. I will not extend my hands towards you in order to kill you. So ghibta is okay, but hasad is not. We also see in the story of Prophet Yusuf and his brothers, it was jealousy which pushed them to eliminate their brother. And again we see Yusuf didn't retaliate. He was still generous towards them when they were in need. When we look at the brother-sister relationships, we see positive examples in the story of Prophet Musa and his sister, Imam Hussein and Zainab, Imam Ali al-Ridha and Fatima Masuma, Imam Ali al-Naqi and his sister Hakima, who was a very strong supporter of the 11th and the 12th Imams. Among the children of the 10th Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi, four of his children, Sayyid Muhammad, Hassan al-Askari, Hussein and his sister Aliya, were very close to one another. However, there was one of the Imam's son by the name of Ja'far who became jealous of his older brother Hassan al-Askari and even tried to get support of the Abbasid Caliph to be promoted as the leader of the Shias. That even the Khalifa was in a way very, you know, disturbed. He said, you know, what are you asking? You think the Shias are going to accept you because I appoint you as their Imam? And so we see in one of the narrations of the 11th Imam, he compares his brother Ja'far to Qabil. And in one of the narrations that we have from our present Imam, he compares Ja'far to Yusuf's brothers. Probably here later on in his life regretted and repented. And that's why the present Imam compared him to the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. So look at the positive examples and get inspiration from them to strengthen your own ties. During our own times, we can see the example of Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr and his sister Shahida Bintul Huda. The sister was so supportive of her brother that Saddam's regime did not only kill him, they also killed her alongside her brother. Of course, the par excellent example of sacrifice between a brother and a sister for all is the example of Hussein and Zainab. According to Sheikh Ja'far al-Shushtari, he says, Hussein had to fight in one battleground, Karbala, whereas Zainab had to fight in two battlegrounds, in the court of Ibn Ziyad in Kufa and the court of Yazid in Damascus. So in this COVID-19 situation where fulfilling the duty of Silatul Rahim is becoming difficult, use the various means accessible to us through the media to keep in touch with one another, whether it's telephone call, email, or video calls. Praising the intelligent people in Surah Ra'd, Surah number 12, ayah 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among other things, he says, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُوصَلُ, means the intelligent people are those who join the relationship that Allah has ordered to be maintained. They fear their Lord and they are afraid of the evil reckoning of the Day of Judgment. And so, my brothers and sisters, use the Day of Eid al-Zahra to reach out to your relatives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.